always concerns about the impact of divorce on children, but most people don't actually know the far-reaching effects of such an event in the life of a child through to adulthood. We'll talk more about this on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a question from a mom considering divorce. She asks, "Will my divorce have any serious long-term effects on my kids? Our marriage has been very difficult, and I recently contacted a divorce attorney in order to discuss and explore my options. My children are still young, between 8 and 14, and sometimes I become extremely depressed and anxious thinking about how the divorce is going to impact them. At other moments, however, I find encouragement in the thought that kids are extremely resilient and can bounce back from almost any kind of negative circumstance. Can you help me resolve this issue in my mind? Should I be concerned or not?" Well, we're sorry to be the ones to break it to you, but statistics indicate that your anxieties are well-founded. As a matter of fact, based on what the research has to say, we'd urge you to put the brakes on the divorce process. Get some counseling and find out if there isn't some way to reconcile with your spouse before things proceed any further. That's how strongly we feel about the long-term effects of divorce in the life of a child. Why do we say this? Consider the work of psychologist Judith Wallerstein. In a landmark study, Wallerstein followed a group of children of divorce from the 1970s into the 1990s. She interviewed them at 18 months, 5, 10, 15, and 25 years after the divorce. In the beginning, she was expecting, like you, to find that kids bounce back from divorce fairly easily. Instead, she discovered that 25 years after the divorce, these now adult children continued to experience substantial expectations of failure, fear of loss, fear of change, and fear of conflict as a result of the breakup of their parents' marriages. 25 years. The children in Wallerstein's study were especially challenged when they began to form their own romantic relationships. Wallerstein found that the major impact of divorce does not occur during childhood or adolescence. Rather, it arises in adulthood as serious romantic relationships move center stage. Anxiety leads many adult children of divorce into making bad choices in relationships, giving up hastily when problems arise, or avoiding relationships altogether. Other researchers have confirmed these findings. They have also learned that, compared with kids from intact homes, children who experienced their parents' divorce tend to view premarital sex and cohabitation more favorably. Why? Because they're leery of committed relationships. Children of divorce carry with them into their adult years deep feelings of abandonment. This sense of abandonment is aggravated by the fact that parents tend to concentrate on meeting their own needs after a divorce. If you and your spouse go through with your plan, you will inevitably end up spending a lot of time and energy picking up the pieces afterwards. You may also feel compelled to find happiness again with someone new. That translates into less time and energy for your kids. And it only gets worse if one or both parents actually succeed in finding a new spouse. In that case, the feelings of abandonment and confusion are compounded. That's because a second marriage brings complications and new emotions for children. It also often brings new step-siblings, step-parents and step-grandparents, who are often in competition for the parents' attention. What makes this adjustment particularly difficult is that it's the adults who choose the new families, not the children. It's vital to add that full recovery, in inverted commas, is nearly impossible for children of divorce because of the dynamic nature of family life. While you and your ex-spouse may pursue your separate lives with relatively little thought for one another, your children will think about their loss almost every day. That's why you need to think long and hard before choosing divorce. Focus on the Family's counseling department can provide you with referrals to marriage therapists practicing in your area. Call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. Bottom line, while you and your spouse may see divorce as a quick and easy way out of a difficult situation, the facts indicate that it will impact your children for the rest of their lives. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.